We're doing the Doshot Aran. We're up to page Mem Gimel in the Shalem edition, Samachay in the Mishor edition, Kuf Yud Ches in the Mosadar of Kuk edition. And the Aran had been discussing why is it that the first mitzvah is introduced as HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, to you. And last week he discussed the order in which we would count the years and the months and the nature of things, and that we don't go with the nature of things, but rather we go by when we were judged. Even though the world was created in Nisan, the world was created mid-year, so to speak, and we count from Tishrei because that's when we are judged. And if you guys don't mind, we learned our lesson last week that maybe we should turn on the air conditioner and then people have an easier time staying awake. So the Ran is picking up with Aval al dat raboteinu zal, but our sages explain that this pasuk achosh hazeh lachem yomoz ki mitzvah zom sura lebet din is alluding to the idea that this mitzvah is in the hands of the high courts. Ki amoadim kulam tluim bekidush bet din. All of the holidays are contingent on the bet din sanctifying the month. Veshe'am me'arer achem b'davar min advarim she'yaskimu. And if a person doubts them on something that they've concluded, if the courts have come to a conclusion that the year should be a leap year, or that the new month begins on this day, even if the courts are in error, the courts are the ones that were entrusted with the decision of when the months will be sanctified and when the years will be sanctified. So if one disagrees with them, even if they were to be in error, cholek ala Torah, he's arguing with the Torah. Hachodesh hazeh lachem, Hashem says, this month is in your hands. You define when Nisan's going to be. You want to make it a leap year? Nisan is 1 month later. You control the months, you control the holidays. He who controls the calendar controls the religion. That's what Yeravam ben Nevat knew. That's why Yeravam ben Nevat switched the calendar in order to get the people to go and become pagans. He had to switch the calendar. You control the calendar, you control time. That's what the Egyptians knew. That's why the Egyptian priests, they controlled the calendar, and Pharaoh had to respect them. They were in control. And that's also what the Romans knew. That's why they executed Caesar when he played around with the calendar and he added a month to his reign. So they said, he's playing around with the calendar, okay. We know where that's headed. They executed him. They assassinated him. Kamo shematzinu, yeah.
So look, what do you mean? Just because if you want to add a day or a month, why is that so powerful?
Think about it. Pesach is supposed to be 15 days from now. Suddenly you decide, no, 45 days from now. You guys are working another 45 days. Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be tomorrow. You decide, no, this month is going to have 30 days instead of 29. Everyone sees the new moon tonight, right? Everyone was standing out there. They all saw the new moon. Tonight's Rosh Hashanah, and the court say, no, tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah.
Well, what does that have to do with
this? And then you control when Yom Kippur is. You really end up controlling. We say these holidays are Doraisa. They're biblical. On this day you must fast. On this day you must do all the things of Yom Kippur, all the procession in the Beit HaMikdash. And here the Torah tells us, yes, but who's going to decide when this day is? The courts. So the courts here on earth are deciding when the mitzvah d'oraisa is going to happen. All the mitzvahs d'oraisa, not all, but many, are contingent on time. Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, they're contingent on time. And the courts can decide when that time falls. So suddenly the courts are given a control. That's Achosh Hazel Lachem. And even if they're in error, meaning even if everyone sees the new moon, they say, no, that wasn't the new moon. But tomorrow's the new month. They have that much control. Chazal derived from this pasuk, even mutim, even in error, what they say is what goes. And that's biblical. So suddenly the Torah gives them power to define when the Torah's times are going to be, when the Torah holidays are. And if one disagrees, says the Ran, it's like he's arguing on the Torah. As we find when there was an argument between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua about when the new month should be, when Rosh Hashanah should be. So Rabbi Yoshua held it was a day earlier, and Rabbi Gamliel said, no, Rosh Hashanah is the next day. And then Rabbi Yoshua said, but we all saw the moon. What do you mean? How can you make Rosh Hashanah the next day? So Rabbi Yeshua wanted to keep Yom Kippur on the day that he figured out, the day before Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel said, no, tomorrow when you think it's Yom Kippur on your calendar, you go take your money belt, you walk publicly with your stick, and you show everyone that you've taken, that on the day you think it's Yom Kippur, you are desecrating it and you're coming to court before me. Now Rabbi Gamliel was the young Nasi, Rabbi Yeshua was the old sage, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and Rabbi Gamliel said to him, Shevot Slob Ma, Klov Ma Otav, he should come to him with his stick and his money. B'yom Kippurim Shchaliot B'cheshmono. On Yom Kippur that fell out on Rabbi Yeshua's calculation the day earlier. V'chen asa. And that's what Rabbi Yeshua did. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Gamliel, Lefisha Torah Tzivetah Lelechta Achei Ma Sheyeskimu Chachmei Ador, because the Torah commanded us on this point to go with the wise men of the generation, Gam Ki Yiyeh Hefech HaEmet, even if it's the opposite of the truth. Rabbi Yeshua knew what he saw in the heavens. He knew the moon he saw. But if the courts decided differently, then Yom Kippur is when the courts decide. Yom Kippur is in accordance with when the courts decide is Rosh Hashanah. אחרי אשר כן הוא הסכמתם ודעתם, being that that's what they agreed and that's their opinion. וזהו שאמרו בפרק כמה דחגיגה, and this is what our sages taught us in the first chapter of Tractate Chagiga. עוד פתח ודרש דברי חכמים כדורבנות וכמסמרות נטועים בעלי הסופות ניתנו מרואה אחד. Furthermore, he taught, the verse says in Ecclesiastes, the words of the sages are like a thick needle, that it's really a spoke that they used to put in. Dolban is like in modern Hebrew dolben. When they wanted the animals to stay on path, they'd have this long stick, and at the end of the stick they'd have like a nail pointing out, and any time the animal tried to go off path it would bump into the nail and stay on path. That nail is called a dolban. So the words of the sages, it says in Ecclesiastes, are kadobanot, like that nail that keeps the cow on path, uchamasmirot nituim, and like nails that are firmly planted, ba'alei asupot nitenu meroe echad. So the Talmud says like this, ma dorban ze mechaven et hapara litlamea leavi chayim la'olam, just like the dorban, that nail. It says the words of the sages are like that nail in the dorban, just like the nail keeps the cow on path. And when the cow is on path, it plows the way it should, and then that brings life to the world because you could plant and you have food. So too the words of Torah, they guide our hearts from the way of death to the way of life. What our sages wanted to teach us in this, just like the dorban keeps the path on the cow on a straight path so it shouldn't go to and fro, and from that straight path you have life for the world, that's the crops, that's the fruit, that's the grains. So too the words of Torah, they set our man's heart straight, and they make him wise, they make him have vision. It's not a vision that causes him harm or false knowledge, but it allows a person to attain true knowledge. Then a person can attain his own essence. Because there are forms of wisdom that open the eyes of a person's heart. But in truth, that wisdom is something that leads a person to death. Wisdom isn't always something that leads to life. Sometimes wisdom leads you to questions. Questions lead you ultimately to leave what's correct just because you don't know the answers yet. Sometimes a person ends up adopting fool's philosophies and that leads to his death. The fact that a person is smart enough to question or to explore doesn't always mean he's smart enough to get to the answer. So sometimes that beginning smartness that he could question and then adopt philosophies is not necessarily to his favor. But the Torah doesn't leave the people who learn it with knowledge that's lacking, or midah meguna, or a bad trait, as King Solomon said, may peace be upon him. When wisdom and Torah enters your heart, then knowledge and understanding will find favor to your soul. Mezimat ishmor alecha, the plans of the Torah will protect you. Tevunat intzereka, and the understanding of the Torah will be a watching over you. Latzilcha miderechat, will protect you from a bad path. King Solomon said, meish medaber tapuchot, from a person who's a con artist. You know, a lot of people out there willing to convince you they'll make millions for you. Just invest with them, or don't even give them a penny, just your credit card number. Or just the first four digits. You know how they work. Last four digits, right. Amar. So the Torah is supposed to keep us on our toes so we don't fall for all of this. He said, King Solomon taught us, that if a person acquires wisdom, it comes in his heart and he connects with it and it finds favor to his soul, like a precious vessel, yagi alav mizeh toelet atzum. He will have great benefit from it. Sham zimat ishmo alav ve'atmunat inzireu ve'tatzileu mederecha u'mish medaber tapuchot leval yilkidenu berishto. It will protect him, it will give him planning in his life, it will give him understanding, it will save him from a bad path and from a con artist who tries to grab him in his net. And our sages taught that this is what the parsha means. Our sages said, the verse says, whoever comes to the pasuk says, whoever comes to its path doesn't make it back. So the Ran over here in allusion is saying, this whole parsha is talking about correct philosophies. And how do we know so? Because the next pasuk says, it describes that the Torah will protect you from an evil woman, and whoever comes to this woman never makes it back. Once you enter, you don't walk back. And our sages say, what's that talking about? That's talking about the other religions of the world. That other religions can attract a person, and their freedom can be seductive, and sometimes a person can enter and he's not going to make it back. It's not easy to walk back from there. It's like a seductive woman. Once you walk in, you ain't walking out. So you could, but it's not easy. It's against the odds. Most people are going to fall once they walk in. So the Torah is supposed to protect us from going down that path. And here Chazal say, what's that path? It's all an illusion. It's an illusion to other religions. So you see that when it said the Torah will keep you on the path, what path is that? That's the path of correct understanding in the world of correct philosophy. And that's what our sages said, that the Torah keeps you on path to a path of life. It means a path of life of correct philosophy. So the Ran has begun with this quote from the Talmud. He began by saying that when it says this month is for you, that means that you, the wise men of the generation, you control when the months are. And he says this goes in line with what our sages taught, that the Torah keeps you on the path of life, on the correct philosophies. And he's only in the beginning of working out what about Balei Asufot, as the Talmud describes over there, how we understand the benefits of the Torah, which will lead us back to understanding the written law and the oral law and the traditions we have from Moshe. We're just in the beginning of the discussion, but the discussion has so far taken this form that this mitzvah is in the hands of Beis Din, and the Torah is generally going to guide us in paths of correct philosophies. But he's only starting. We're stopping in the middle of a thought for lack of time, but he's only starting the thought. Meaning the first point in the thought was, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, based on tradition, means this month is given in the hands of the rabbis to decide when the new moon's going to be, when the leap year's going to be, and it doesn't matter if they're correct or incorrect. Based on their understanding, the Torah says, that's how I want the holidays to fall, that's how I want the months to fall. And we're still going to have to expand on this. We're stopping mid-thought.